Time now to talk a little bit of rugby league with Queensland Origin coach Kevvy Walters. And I heard him in the commentary box yesterday when the Broncos took on the Dragons. And he must have been very surprised, like all of us, from the performance from the Dragons. Good morning, Kevvy.
Good morning, Lauren. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well, thanks, mate. The Dragons, did you see that one coming?
No, well, I thought they'd come there and give a good account of themselves because they've, you know, been heavily criticised throughout the week and everyone had written them off. So, you know, yourself as a player, you come there with a real siege mentality into the game. But, for them to win the way they did sort of surprised me for sure. I thought they were going to be in the contest, certainly. But to win as big a margin that they did and the way they went about it as well was a big surprise for a lot of people, I would have thought.
Would you label the Brisbane Broncos season a success or a fail?
Well, I think if you make it into the finals, I guess that ticks a lot of boxes, you know, for all teams. That's what you set out to do at the start of the year. But then the next step for the big powerful clubs, like the Broncos and the Dragons, they like to try and, you know, go a bit deeper into September and all the way through to the grand final and win it, I suppose. But, you know, I think they, you know, listening to Wayne Bennett's press conference yesterday, they did have a lot of hurdles to get through, to jump over, really, through the season with the big injuries. Matt Gillett, you know, out,
yep.
I think, about round three or four. No Jack Bird for most of the season. He was a key off-season signing for them. I think history shows us that you can probably lose one of your internationals or one of your rep players out of your team and have a successful season. When you drop two out, that's always makes it difficult. And on top of that, you know, guys like Jaden Sewell, who was a good up-and-coming young player, sort of missed a lot of the back end of the season as well. And there are some other injuries to some guys that could have helped the cause for the Broncos. So, yeah, I wouldn't say it was a bad season. I think they've flooded some young players as well into the season. So, yeah, I wouldn't say it was a bad season for the Broncos. No.
What went wrong for them, though, yesterday, Kevvy? Because, I mean, you know, everyone thought that they would win and, they were hammered, 48-18.
Yeah, physically they were beaten up, weren't they, yesterday? I think defensively it's been their problem all season, really. You can't win these bigger end-of-season games if you can't defend your try line consistently. And Brisbane, I think, out of all the top eight teams, had the worst defence of everyone. So that's never a good sign, you know. And when you come under pressure and under heat like they were yesterday, which is going to happen now in these bigger end-of-season games, everything, all your weaknesses, they become shown, and that was the case yesterday for the Broncos. They just couldn't defend their try line strong enough, and the Dragons with some good line running from Sims. Gee, he had a whale of a game, didn't he, up against his brother? They just couldn't sort of stop the momentum that the Dragons started with, and I think even from the opening start when Graham belted poor old Josh McGuire, I think that was the first set. He set the tone, and then Jack DeBellin and Sims and everyone, all of those St. George forwards, you know, got on the back of that, and they just rose as one.
Yeah. Yeah, he went after their attack dog, and he made a statement. There's no doubt about that. Now, Kevin, I understand that Wayne's contracted for next year, but your gut feeling, will Wayne Bennett coach the Brisbane Broncos next year?
Yeah, I think so, for sure and certain. I don't see where Wayne's going to go, to be honest. I mean, he's got another year at the Broncos, and you'd expect him to see that contract out. And from now, now the board will make a decision on what they're going to do, whether they're going to offer him another term. I'm not sure. I don't think they are. Well, that's what they've sort of said publicly. So, but now, you know, that's all got to be determined in the next couple of weeks and months, I suppose. So,
why don't it just keep bubbling along every week, though?
Well, if they're going to do it, they need to do it this week.
Yeah.
But you've got to have another coach to take over.
Well, I suppose they thought that it was going to, you know, go a bit deeper, that their team was going to go, you know, a bit longer into the finals. So, yeah, you'd assume that they would get something publicly out there, what's going to happen now, you know, the next couple of weeks. That's what I would have thought.
Yeah, no, there's plenty to come out of that loss yesterday because it was a poor performance, and some of those board members might be questioning whether they pull the trigger on the decision with Wayne Bennett. Yeah. They might think that he's not lost the dressing shed, but he can't get the players to where we need them to be. And they might make that decision for Wayne.
Need a halfback, Kevvy?
Well, they got a couple of good halfbacks. It's defensively, I think, TK, where they fall apart. And it's that's what happened this year with them. They were just letting too many tries in, and you can't allow it. And that's a team thing more than anything else. Now, Nikarima, certainly, and Milford, you know, they didn't get the job done for Brisbane in attack, certainly. It's defensively where they, where the whole, you know, the group fall down, and they need to address that more than anything else.
What did you make of Melbourne's performance against South on Friday night, mate?
Yeah, pretty impressed by Bay. I thought that was the game of the round, certainly, as far as a quality point of view goes. I think the Storm, they're never out of the game, and neither was South really as well. It was such a great contest and some big moments in those games. And I think Coach Anthony Seibold said after the game that the Storm won those bigger moments, just a couple more than what the Rabbitohs did, and it was a terrific performance. So I'd expect those two. Well, certainly Melbourne. Now they're through to the prelim final, so who's ever going to beat them? Well, that's a tough road to take. That one, I think they're on the draw of Penrith, aren't they?
Is that Penrith and Souths? Yeah. Penrith and Sharks. Sorry.
Penrith and the Sharks. Yeah, so that's a tough one for those two. And even you know on Saturday night as well, the Roosters. I still think they are the team with the most improvement in them out of all the sides remaining in the competition. I think the Roosters are a team that have got the most improvement in the next couple of weeks. So no Latrell Mitchell for them either for their preliminary final, but don't worry about that, I suppose, in the next couple of weeks.
Well, he's been charged and we're assuming that he'll fight it because regardless of whether he's found guilty or not, he'll only miss the one game. So
they'll
fight it definitely, I would think.
Okay, well, they're going to need him, aren't they, and everyone, because it's such a... I mean, the whole weekend's games are such exciting to watch, and you can tell the intensity and everything sort of goes up another gear, doesn't it, this time of the year, and the good teams really crack into gear, and the other ones just sort of fall away a little bit. So.
Yeah, no, you're certainly right there. What'd you make of the Sharks? Because they had their moments as well in that game.
Yeah, they did. They did, and Luke Lewis, unfortunately for him, he spilled that ball. They could have won that game, you know. So I expected the Roosters to win on Saturday night, but, you know, the Sharks certainly put up a great challenge to them. And Graham, we understand, is gone for the season now, so that's a bit of a blow for them. But they've got enough good experienced players there, I would have thought, to reassemble this week and get themselves back into a winning mode, and they can challenge for the premiership. I've got no doubts about that.
Mate, I know it's early days, but can we get a couple of tips? I know a lot can unfold, mate, but for the weekend, $1.67 at tab.com.au, the Sharks against Penrith at $2.25.
Yeah, I like the Sharks. I know Penrith have got some good momentum, and that's always nice to win your opening round of the semi-finals, but I think the Sharks are just a little bit more experienced, although James Maloney worries me, doesn't he, for the Panthers. He had a terrific game for them, and it wouldn't surprise if Penrith won, but I just think Corolla, with their experience on that one, I'm going to tip them.
What about South Sydney, $1.25 favourites, the Dragons?
$4.
Outsiders again, $4.
Yeah. I'd take the short price there with the Rabbitohs. I think the Dragons got picked up a few injuries yesterday, didn't they, with certainly Gareth Widdop's done for the year. And we're not sure about Jack DeBellin with his ankle. He didn't finish the game either. Graham as well with his concussion. That was a heavy hit that he took on Corbin Sims. So is he going? It's a 6-day turnaround for them. So he'd have to be doubtful as well. So yeah, I can see why the short price favourites there. They should get the money, I would have thought.
Yeah, it's quite enthralling, no doubt about that. And what's occupying your time now, mate? Apart from your work with Fox.
Oh, look, I work around the clock, TK, with this box. It's ongoing, mate. It's great stuff, though. We just do a little bit of Origin work this week as well. We're planning all our stuff for next year and looking forward to, you know, next year's batch over in Perth. We're sort of trying to get all that sorted as well.
Okay. Logistics, yeah?
Beg your pardon?
Just all the logistics, yeah?
Yeah, all that sort of stuff, you know, where we're going to stay and how we're going to train and where we're going to train. All those things have all got to be sorted before too long so we can get things rolling into next year, mate.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for joining us again this morning.
Good on you, boys. Thanks very much.
There he is, Kevvy Wallace, Queensland Origin coach, Fox Sports expert. He believes that South Sydney and the Sharks will win this weekend's contest.